Mo Brooks, Biden ignores tsunami of illegal aliens coming to U.S. and so to address. By John Binder on March 2, 2022. While declaring that he wants to secure the border during the State of the Union, SOTU, President Joe Biden ignored the tsunami of illegal aliens arriving in the United States every day on his watch, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, says. During his SOTU address, Biden suggested that the U.S. need us to secure the border by deploying new technology like cutting-edge scanners to better detect drug smuggling, even as he has halted all border wall construction for over a year. Brooks, in a statement, said Biden gave a passing glance to border security but ignored the details of his administration's policies that have gutted interior immigration enforcement and freed hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Biden briefly gave the border crises a passing glance yet offered no hope of finishing the wall, deporting illegal aliens, or doing anything else to stop the tsunami of illegal aliens who cause the deaths of roughly 2,000 Americans each year, undermine jobs and incomes of American families, and cost Americans annual net tax losses well in excess of $100 billion a year. Biden also called for a mass amnesty for illegal aliens in the U.S. In Biden's first year, his administration set a record for illegal immigration, enticing more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens to the nation's southern border. This year, experts predict more than 2.1 million border crossers and illegal aliens will arrive. Likewise, in January, Biden's administration released into the U.S. interior more than 62,500 border crossers and illegal aliens. That is a foreign population more than twice the size of Princeton, New Jersey, nearly twice the size of Lexington, Massachusetts, and more than six times the size of Jackson, Wyoming. Brooks, though, said Biden did at least one thing right at the SOTU address. By presiding over a no-masks-required State of the Union, Biden tacitly and finally admitted that, for more than a year and a half, socialist Democrat politics have betrayed actual COVID-19 science, all for partisan, political gain, Brooks said. So wasteful. So fear-mongering. So tragic. Joe Biden looked like a stage magician attempting sleight of hand as he sought to trick the American people into thinking America is on track. Well, the American people aren't falling for it, Brooks continued. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.